greetings and salutations to all my friends and family and audience. Tell you what, we have one heck of a podcast, and of course it's family friendly. We will try to keep it that way. We'll try. If not, I'll put it explicit on our iTunes. I have the founder and president of News Now Houston on the line. His name is David. David, you're there?
I am.
Well,
you didn't tell me I had to watch my language.
Hey, if we accidentally slip, I put it on explicit for iTunes. Is that a deal?
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's just sometimes it's hard to talk about accountability and not be explicit.
And before the program actually start on this podcast, we've shown a video that is not yet broadcasted yet until it's broadcast on iTunes or on YouTube. We've shown a little preview on how David encountered some kind of wannabe security guards or federal agents in front of a federal building in downtown Houston. Now, you are in Harris County, and you're recording accountability on law enforcement and federal agents. Is that true?
Amongst others, yes.
Okay. Can you tell us what's going on down there and how, I mean, you've been all over the news a lot of times. You've probably been arrested a few times. Can you tell us what's up? I mean, this accountability, you're getting all kind of traffic. Can you tell us what's up on that?
Well, I've been arrested twice and detained 23 times and never broken a law. It's a whole lot of, you hear about all the good police officers out there, and then when they find one bad one, they say, oh, it's just that 0.1%. What we're finding, and it's not just me, it's throughout the state of Texas, all the activists down here, we're kind of linked up, is that the numbers are not right. What we're finding is about 80% are good, and 20% don't know how to separate their ego from their job. And that is the biggest issue is ego. That's really what we're finding. There are absolute criminal cops, but the vast majority of the ones that are doing wrong just to satisfy their ego.
What laws are they claiming that you're currently, or what the activist is currently breaking? Did they even claim the laws that you're breaking?
Usually they get kind of creative with stuff. For instance, and they'll play like they don't know the law, but they do. Failure to identify is one of their favorites. Even though in the state of Texas you're not required to identify yourself unless you've been lawfully arrested. Another one they'll use is what they call interfering. That's one where they basically just say, you won't ID yourself, and so you're interfering with me doing my job. And they'll use that one. And, you'll beat it in court, but they don't care. They don't care if you beat it in court because you're going to spend thousands of dollars bailing out of jail, hiring an attorney, going back and forth to court. Rather than follow the law, they just punish you. And that's not what public servants are supposed to do. That's not what the police are supposed to do. They need to learn to separate their ego from their job and follow the law. And that's really what we're about down here, is restoring the public servants to their position of serving, not being our masters.
Now, how was it in the cell? I mean, you got out pretty quickly a few times because you hired a good attorney, which you posted on YouTube, I believe, if I remember straight. He is a heck of an attorney. I heard some good rumors about him. Can you tell us who your attorney is, or you want to keep that under wraps?
No. I can tell you. It's common knowledge. My attorney's name is John Landers, and frequently when I refer to him, especially in court to the lawyers, I always refer to him as the badass John Landers. And and the district attorneys just kind of, it's funny. When I first hired him, I met him by accident. And I was real impressed with him because he was in a property room picking up one of his clients' property. And I'd never seen a lawyer do that kind of stuff before. So I ended up hiring him. And when he walked into the courtroom the first time, I mean, all the DAs just kind of looked up and got quiet. And I thought, wow, I've got a good one. And it turned out to be that just exactly that. He gets so deep into stuff and requests all kinds of stuff. It's just unbelievable.
Now, has law enforcement cops requested you to take down their videos because the name of the cop is posted, or they just leave it alone?
I've had them request me to take it down, and when, you know, if I refuse to take it down, they're doing privacy complaints and just anything that they can try to sneak in the back door to get me to take it down. Basically, they don't care that the law says you can record them in public. What they've now come up with is, you know, we're going to make you take it down. We're going to force you to take it down. And I've come up with a new solution for that. At first, I was just fighting them on it. I'm not fighting them anymore. Now I'm just going to sue. Drag their asses into court and make them. Because that seems to be the only thing that they understand.
They're hard heads. And, of course, I could say worse, but I'm not. We have a hard head here in our town that did not want to. First, he wanted to accept me for a podcast. Now he doesn't want to accept me. Don't know why he's hiding the information that I am attempting to get. He does not want to claim accountability. We had a run-in this morning, which was Wednesday morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning. My wife had a run-in with a cop. However, the female cop was nice to her, but the female cop treated her as a suspect. Until I walked in, be like, what you doing? I'm a member of media. My wife is a member of media. What the heck's going on? And the cop said, I'm looking for a suspect that matches your wife's description. Be like, we can't look like everyone. That is impossible. She said, well, you need to mind your own business and keep on walking. Be like, no, I'm not. I'm here, and I'm going to record. Then she took off.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how often that happens, how often you look like somebody they're looking for. I get that, you know, fairly frequently. You know, but whatever. I mean, it's one of the reasons that I dress the way I do. You know, I'm very distinct in the way I dress, because then it makes it harder on them to justify a stop. Well, you fit this description. Okay, because I'm going to go back and FOIA request, you know, that information. I'm going to check your broadcasts and your bolos and everything, and I'm going to see, you know. And pretty much they've gotten to the point where Homeland Security's generated almost a monthly bulletin on me that gives a description, photographs, vehicle description, and photographs of my vehicle when they know what I'm driving. And basically what it says is tied to whatever I'm driving. And if you pull it up on the computer, it says, do not engage this individual under any circumstances.
But they still do.
You know, they say he's law enforcement, not friendly towards law enforcement. And that is absolutely untrue. I am very friendly to law enforcement, you know, when they're friendly to me. But if you're going to be mean to me, well, I'm not very receptive to, you know, people that work for me being mean to me when I haven't done anything wrong.
Thank you for watching your language, because
I'm working hard on that.
Hey, me too. Because I see your videos. You cuss a lot in your videos, and I love it. I mean,
don't cuss that much in my videos. There's just a couple of them. there may be a few of them by now, but you know, if you look up that one that you were talking about at the federal courthouse, where those guys were actually, they're kind of like limited power U.S. Marshals. They are deputized by the U.S. Marshals to be private security for the federal courthouse. They have no authority outside the courthouse doors, which is, of course, is where I was when all that happened. And I got some real good language going in that video.
Yeah,
but
I know.
that one, and the Homeland, not Homeland Security, Federal Protective Services, and anything to do with Wetumpka, Alabama, you're going to have language issues.
Whatever happened to that federal, because I didn't watch the rest of the, you know, the additions to it. Whatever happened to that case? Did it drop in court, or are you still going in court with it?
They went into cover-up mode. The U.S. Marshals Service generated a internal investigation. They will reveal no information to me. They will not give me the names of the individuals. For the longest time, those guys don't work for the U.S. Marshals Service, even though they're deputized by the U.S. Marshals Service. They work for a private security company. And for the longest time, they wouldn't even tell me the name of the security company. I mean, I had to get my lawyer to call them and threaten to sue before they'd give it to me. And they basically did nothing. They changed up some training, you know, with those guys and kind of reeled them in a little bit. But other than that, they did nothing. So they wouldn't take a criminal complaint, even though it's justified. And so I've gone to Harris County District Office, the Civil Rights Division, and they are looking at it now. I handed it off to them.
Oh, crap. That means it's more more of the issue than they would be able to cover up. Of course, you know, if they're one of the security guards that thinks they're above the law. That's all I'm going to say about that. What's next for you in this amazing adventure and, you know, being an activist?
Well, you know, we're getting to be a little more political than we were. We're getting to be a little more organized down here. Most of the activists here in the state are, you know, we're networking with each other. You know, over time, the Homeland Security, they have a communication system. And so they kind of nullify you by getting your name out there and your pictures out there. Even though you've broken no law, they want to make sure to cover for each other and warn the crooked cops, you know, that you're out there. And so we're starting to teach other people. I mean, that and honestly, that is the best way to do it. Is, you know, I actually have a channel on YouTube that is just nothing but instructional videos for people on how to do this, equipment to pick, you know, techniques and whatnot. And that YouTube channel is Camera Terrorist, which is a nickname that the Harris County Sheriff's Department gave me. But that's what we're starting to do, is just kind of expand, get more people. And because the more people you've got watching, the more eyes you've got out there, the more likely those people, the people who want to do wrong, aren't. They're going to do the right thing because they know somebody somewhere is watching. And that's called oversight. And that's what we're finding law enforcement and public servants in general really need the most.
Now, what is you're on with me, and of course, we're talking. I am getting into it. The best camera that you can get is one of those Go cameras that you can find in Walmart for a very cheap price now, under $300. I'm still slowly getting into that. Activist up here, getting in trouble, even though I'm, you know, paid journalist on what I do. None of my stuff will reflect the mission and statement here, but what is your advice for somebody that wants to get into this, and what can they enforce the laws on the law enforcement that claims they're above the law?
Well, you know, laws vary by state, okay, so you need to educate yourself on your state laws. Once you've done that, I mean, stand up for your rights. Now, you should have a phone number for a good lawyer and a bondsman, because the police don't like it when you say no. It hurts their ego, and it is a good, very good chance that you will get arrested. Look at some of the activist videos out there, okay? Stay calm, be respectful, don't make threats, don't talk stupid. You know, you got these guys that like to flip the police off and talk stupid to them. That's unnecessary. That's not activism, okay? That's not what the accountability movement is about. Those people, and I'm not saying that they're bad people, they're angry, and you know, you could legitimately say that they're trying to provoke a response. I don't try to provoke a response. I just go and commit lawful activity and wait for the bad guys to come and seek me out. Or the good guys. If you look on my channel, you'll see plenty of good guy videos too. I tell the truth. I give both sides. And a lot of people don't do that. And I think that's wrong. I mean, you want to point fingers at the bad guys. Well, you should point fingers at the good guys too. And, you know, fair is fair.
And you're providing more. Go ahead.
I was just saying, I prefer showing the good guys to showing the bad guys. I would much rather show a good cop doing the right thing than a bad cop doing the bad thing. I honestly, that's really how I feel about it.
And you're providing more training to, you know, both good and bad guys, because for the good guys, they need to get re-educated on the laws and your rights and responsibilities, because retraining never hurts. Like for myself.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good for them to get the exposure and, you know, the quick refresher. Because a lot of times when I challenge them, you know, you'll get that little flicker in their eyes, like they want to say something or they want to do something, and then they catch themselves, you know, and that's a good thing. You know, that means that they're overriding their ego, that their common sense is pushing their ego back and saying, stop, you know, we're going to act right. And, you know, those, like I said, those officers, I have nothing but respect for those officers.
Yeah, there's one YouTube channel that I had quit watching, what was it, last week, and it's this guy going around and yelling at the cops, videotaping it, and one of the cops finally said, you need to shut up and mind your own business, and this person said, you need to shut up. He's like, dude, this is not a good thing that you're doing this. You're claiming that you're an activist, but however, screaming at the cops and tell them some cuss words, blankety blank blank blank, up yourself and
sure. You know, but in defense of that guy, you know, I will say this, because I've got a good idea who you're talking to, who you're talking about. you know, some of these people have been oppressed for so long. They've been, you know, beaten by the police. They've been, berated and demoralized. And, you know, now they have an opportunity to stand up and fight back, and they're angry. And, you know, I would rather they do that than shoot up a police station. You know, I don't agree with it. But, you know, at least they have a voice, and they're using their voice instead of being violent.
We don't want to see what happened down in, for a fact, we don't want to see what happened anywhere that happened in Baton Rouge, where a guy was
like
head and tooth.
Right.
I mean, that's the last thing we want to see the activists do. I mean, we don't want that for anybody, matter of fact, including myself.
Right. Yeah, exactly. But, you know, part of the problem with that is that there is not a lot of accountability when it comes to police using violence against citizens. You know, they can, not on a whim, do it, okay, but pretty close to it. I mean, when a cop can shoot you because you pull your hat off your head and get away with it, you know, that's wrong.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
I don't want to water down my vocals for a second. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
Water it down with my good old sponsors, Dr. Pepper. Now we're back from commercial. 2 seconds of pure BS. What is the best equipment that you can get that you can actually advise somebody that actually wants to get into this movement anywhere?
Well, first off, don't buy expensive equipment, because the police are going to break it. They're going to seize it. I recommend just shop around. You can get good deals on brand new. Like, I prefer the Canon Vixia cameras. You can buy them used on eBay for $100, $125. You can catch them on sale at Best Buy for $200. They're good cameras. They're pretty robust. They're reliable. They're reasonably weatherproof. And, you know, but I can tell you what ends up happening. I'm on my fourth or fifth one now. The police will throw them on the ground, step on them, oops, or throw them in a mud puddle, or, you know, they get stupid with your equipment. GoPro, it's good to have a second camera as a body camera. I use a GoPro in the winter when it's cool enough that I can stand to wear one. And in the summer, like right now, I use a Mobius, which is a little camera and very inexpensive. They're like $80 brand new with all the gear. What else? Oh, you need a good cell phone, preferably an iPhone, because if they seize your phone, you want a phone they can't get into. Android phones are easy to get into, iPhones not so much. And you need a live streaming app on that phone. Anytime you make contact with the police, you need to be live streaming, because if they arrest you, they are going to seize everything, including your cell phone. They're going to get a warrant to get into your cell phone, and they're going to want all your bank data, contacts, email. They're going to ask for everything that's on the phone, not just the video that you were videoing. We've seen this multiple times.
What is the best live stream app out there that you're currently using?
Well, I'm using Bamboozer, and that works good where I'm at. But what we're finding is it depends on where you are, what service you're using. 411 works good for some people. But for me, where I'm at, the Bamboozer has been the preferred app for me, and I've tried a lot of different ones.
I've seen Bamboozer. I'm actually a fan now of your Bamboozer account. You're posting these awesome videos on Bamboozer, live as it happens. I just seen one just recently. You went to the Baytown refinery, where I'm from. I'm from Baytown. Whoopee. You had a run-in. You had a run-in with law enforcement, a wannabe security.
Well, yeah, with security. It wasn't law enforcement. The police, the Baytown police came out, and they were great. And so, you know, it was pretty much, okay, we're done, we're leaving. Well, plant security, all the refineries here along the Houston Ship Channel have formed a political entity. Basically, they are their own city. And so the security for these plants, anytime I get near one of their plants, they want to try and follow me on the street. It's like an intimidation thing.
Yeah.
And so these guys started following me, and, you know, that's all they're doing. They're just following me. So normally I just let them do it, and I'll just wait them out. But this particular bunch got me pissed off, so I went back and confronted them. And that video is not on Bamboozer because I turned it off. You just saw the vehicle. But the police showed up. Somebody called the police. The police showed up, and I just told the police, I said, you know, hey, the Harris County Sheriff's Department calls me the camera terrorist for a reason. I said, I know the MARSAC rules. I said, if these guys, I'm going to walk down there to the end of the street, and when I turn around, if these guys are still following me, I'm going to go back to that plant, and I'm going to do something very provocative, and that whole plant is going to get shut down and locked down. I said, if that's what they want, if they want to play, I said, that's what we'll do. And so I walked down the end of the street. The cop told them. I walked down the end of the street, turned around, they were gone.
You were right, yeah. Even though that's funny.
Well, they know, you know, they can play it. They'll play with me a little bit. And like I said, most of the time I'll let them do it and just wait them out. But this particular day, it was looking like rain, and I just didn't feel like staying out there.
Y'all still under the – I think y'all still under the flood watches and flood warnings in that area anyway.
maybe. It's been raining down here all afternoon. But you know, it's good. We need it.
Yeah, I came from there. It's a dry state. Even the winter is dry, but however, it's not like up here where it's moist winter. It's a cold. It's freaking, it's snowing. However, it didn't snow last season, but we're going to probably get hit hard this season. Just coming around the corner, hint, hint, I think I'm going to come and visit Texas. I miss it. I'm homesick. I do actually miss the cops down there. I have a few friends that wants to talk to me that is in law enforcement down in Baytown and in a few Harris County and three constables of Precinct 3, I believe, if I remember straight. Precinct 3 is Channelview and Hollins and Crosby, I think. if I remember straight.
Is that 3 or 5? I think it's 5.
5 is Pasadena, I think. Yeah, Precinct
and part
3
of Channel,
is...
And part of Channel View.
I think 3 is Crosby and Hollins. If I'm, it's been 5 years. It's.
I don't know, and I don't know. I it's hard for me to keep track where the lines are.
That's a good thing that you can check into accountability on Precinct 3. Ken Jones just retired from there. There's a new constable in town. But there's a few corrupt officers in Precinct 3. You might want to check into that.
Well, I can either confirm or deny that I will, because I don't want anybody calling them and alerting them.
Yeah, we don't want to. But that's just a H-I-N-T.
Yeah, I went to Friendswood PD to do a FOIA request, and then I left there and I went up to Pearland PD, and I know an officer that works at Pearland. And literally, he was waiting in the lobby for me. I said, "How'd you know I was coming?" Because Friendswood called us. They said you were in the area and you were on the move, so we knew you were around.
Hey, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
You know, hey, it keeps them on their toes. I think it's a good thing. But the main thing is they're not wasting resources on me. You know, this officer just knew what I was coming for, and so he kind of timed it and waited and. Then went to the lobby, and boom, here I walked in the front door. It was just enlightening, you know, that they communicate that quickly.
You are able to go into public buildings while filming in Texas, if I believe that's true, right?
Public areas, yes.
Okay, that's within the building also. Because up here we're not able to go in the buildings, but we can remain on the property. Which is awkward. It's weird. I tried going not too long ago for an interview. I had to interview a cop over an incident. They said recording in public buildings. However, we can step out. Ordinance.
Yeah. Y'all got some funny regulations up there. But there's a lot of states that are kind of odd about that. And then, like, if you go into a federal courthouse, the government says you can film in the public areas. However, they have like a judge that is like over every courthouse. He's like the master judge or whatever. And if he says there's no filming here, well, then they'll tell you there's no filming. They'll make a rule at that spot. And it's just funny how they do all that. You would think just one system, you know, would be applied and that would be it. But that's not the case.
That's including airports. You cannot film while you're going through the checkpoint through security, but you can film before then, and when you're past the checkpoints itself, they don't want you to film the equipment or the screens. I just found that out.
Correct.
On TSA. A lot of people got arrested over that or got their cameras seized. I've seen a few videos for that, and it's crazy. And people don't understand that law unless they really take the time to pull up TSA.gov to look at the laws.
Well, there's a lot of people that, you know, they'll get confused about laws. Like here in Texas, like I said, in order to be charged with failure to ID, you have to first have committed a crime and been arrested. You know, so guys in Florida look at that and think, oh, that's the law everywhere. And that's not it. It varies by state. So you need to be cautious with that so that you know, don't get yourself arrested and it be a good arrest. That's to say, you must review the laws in your state.
Yes, you do. It doesn't matter who you are or what your background is. You got to do that. The law is the law, nobody's over it.
And then if you have problems, you must document them. You've got to go make those internal affairs complaints. You've got to post on their Facebook, and so that people know. The city of Seabrook, I just had an incident in the city of Seabrook, and they took down the city Facebook page and the police Facebook page because of it was such a polarizing incident. You know, we had people who were upset about the incident posting on there. I had an officer pull a gun on me, and, people were really upset about that. Well, then out come the pro-police crowd, you know, saying that if they saw me on the street, they would shoot me and all this stuff. The city is just like, it's gotten too crazy. And so they just shut everything down. And they were deleting our comments about the incident and stuff like that. So we screenshotted it, and we're actually going to, for the first time, I am going to sue a city over, you know, censorship on Facebook. I had requested before I posted my video and before any of that kicked off, I had requested them to open a thread about police accountability in the city of Seabrook, or police misconduct in the city of Seabrook, and they refused to do it. You know, so that's censorship. That's saying that we're only going to post all the good stuff about this police department, and nobody gets to say anything bad, and that's not acceptable. The first reply, people don't know a lot about me. I've worked in law enforcement. I've been in the military. You know, I've been in trouble with the law. I've been a criminal. So, I mean, I've been all the way around the block. But none of that ever gets posted. You know, when you're dealing with these police departments, all they want to do is talk about the bad stuff. They say that I'm confrontational with the police. And yet, I've never gone to a policeman and been confrontational with them. They come to me, you know, and whether I'm confrontational or not is up to them. You know, they initiate the contact. How the contact goes is up to them, but they view anybody that is assertive of their rights as being confrontational. And I mean, that's just wrong. That whole attitude has got to change.
I just got banned from Facebook here in Waverly, New York. Waverly Police Department banned me from their Facebook because I told the truth about a couple of officers. They banned me because they don't want the public to know the truth. Which I want to
correct.
See Waverly. It's crazy. I want to see the Waverly, but I can't because I live here. It's crazy.
You have to be careful. You have to be careful. Now, I've lived on a sailboat since 1992, and because of concerns about my security and my safety, I've had to get to a different location that is more secure. So I'm not staying on my boat right now. But you have to be careful when you're dealing with the police. I know a couple of Seabrook police officers, and one of them told me they will run me out of town for this. And, you know, that upsets me, and I'm not happy about that, but I'm not going to lie down and take it. You know, if they're going to run me out of town, they're going to have to work for it, and I'm going to expose everything they do. And that's what you've got to do. But you need to understand you're dealing with people who are used to having power, and you're taking that power from them, and they're going to fight you. They're going to fight you tooth and nail for that power. And that Facebook, you know, social media has given us a voice. You know, for years, the police have abused citizens and done what they do and not been made to answer for it because you couldn't tell anybody. You could tell the police. You could tell your family. You might notify five people. Now you've got Facebook, you know, and you can tell an entire city, and they hate it. They love it because it makes them look good. But then when you have something negative about them to post, oh, my God, they want to shut you up.
Yeah, they do.
And that's not how it works. It's a government record, you know, and, you know, free speech dictates that. And this has long been decided in law, you know, that they have to post the bad as well as the good. They have to allow the bad just like they allow the good.
Yeah, they do. And they can't limit freedom of speech to a point, but they can to a point. But you can sue the city if they do limit your freedom of speech, as we're getting to right now on this side of the topic. And I'm just saying that for my sponsors that is sponsoring this one podcast, which is Voice Over IP Express. If you're small, medium, or large business, check them out. That's Voice Over IP Express. Now back to the podcast. Sorry about that, David.
Okay. Got to pay the bills.
Yeah, I got to pay the bills so I can get the equipment I need around here. I'm going big on this one. You know about the harassment I've been getting across the border in Pennsylvania. We talked about it
sure.
in private. Last night, went to Walmart. Again, and saw the state police about 12 o'clock in the morning, give and take. I'm surprised state police work in that early in the morning, but I saw the Suburban. I saw the same cops that pulled me over. They waved at me. I waved at them. However, they did a U-ey, pulled in a parking lot, check on me. They said, "How you doing? How come you're out late?" Be like, "I'm going to the same place where I go every other day, to Walmart. That's the only place that's open 24 hours a day in this town is Walmart." And cops said, "Are you drunk?" Be like, "The last beer I had was back in 2012. I've been sober ever since." And I told the cop, be like, "I do my piss test every other week, so there's no way I'll be able to do alcohol or drugs because I work for a Christian organization, which I'm pressed. So I have to be sober because I have to, you know, in a moment notice, I have to go cover an event to come back, do what I do." Cop said, "You need to turn back around and head home because we're looking for a guy that looks like you." Be like, "Well," I told the cop, be like, "I can't look like everybody. There's no legal way." Cop said, "Turn around, go home." Be like, "No, I'm going to Walmart. You can't tell me to go home when there's no martial law in effect." So he literally pulled his tires and moved on. But he had his body camera on me too. He pointed his body camera towards me, and it's one
yeah.
of those.
Yeah, and they'll take that and they'll put it into a database somewhere, and you know they'll claim that you're unfriendly to law enforcement because you didn't comply when he told you to do something that he had no authority to tell you to do. You know, again, this goes back to, you know, these people are used to having this power. And there are people that will bow down to that. They'll say, "Oh, I should go home. Okay, yes, sir, yes, sir." You know, it's amazing to me that people put up with this and tolerate it. It's beyond amazing. It's sickening. You know, what kind of world are we leaving for our children? You know, we're leaving them a police state. This isn't
yeah.
Mother Russia. You know, you have the right to move about freely and not be bothered by the police if you're not breaking the law.
This is
and if
not
people
South
don't
Korea.
Assert that right, yeah, if the police don't, if you don't assert that to the police, then they're just getting more and more empowered. And, I mean, that's just what I do. I'm not angry at anybody. I'm not hateful to anybody. I just want to be left alone and be free to do whatever lawful activity I want to do.
Even walk on the sidewalks without getting pulled over and harassed.
Correct. Or searched. That's what happened to me in Seabrook. The guy pulled a gun on me so he could search me. But, yeah.
They haven't searched me yet because I always get stopped up here, and this is a true story, I go ahead and tell my rights. And they just leave it be because I literally tell them, and you can do this by law, of course you know this too, that you have to literally tell them that I do not consent to any searches or seizures.
Correct. No searches or seizures of my property. Well, another thing that you know, you got to think about is in my particular instance when this guy came and pulled a gun and told me that, you know, he wanted to be pat down. I'm like, okay, whatever. But, you know, when somebody comes to you with a gun in their hand, they're not making a request, okay? They're making a demand, no matter how they word it, "Sir, may I pat you down?" You know, if you've got a gun in your hand, that's a demand. That's not a request. And the Supreme Court has affirmed that. You know, basically, if you've got a bunch of guys standing around you with guns, and they won't let you leave, and they're saying you're not detained, you know, but, you know, they're not allowing you to leave. You are detained, okay? There's no doubt about it. When police, this is something that is, I'm seriously jumped into the battle on this, okay?
Go right ahead. Tell me the juicy news.
Well, no, it's just police are shooting people left and right. On average, they shoot and maim or kill 3 people a day. Now, there are no statistics on how many of those people were armed, how many of those shootings were legitimate. You know, of course, they won't track those numbers. But anytime a police officer draws his weapon, your life is in danger. Yep. I cannot state that to you strongly enough, because police shoot people. There's two teenagers that got shot in California because one of the teenagers took his hat off. Okay, they were riding bicycles. The police were looking for a stolen bicycle. They stopped these two guys. One of the kids, it's hot outside. He takes his hat off. The police shoot him. In Dakota, North Dakota or South Dakota, I forget which one, there's a man that was shot for blinking his eyes.
Huh.
Okay, the officer had already drawn his weapon. The guy blinks his eyes. The officer shot and killed him. What the officer said was that he watches a lot of movies, and in the movies, before the guys go for their guns, they always blink their eyes. And a grand jury bought that and let him go with no charges. The guy was not armed. It was nothing. So when police can kill you and get away with it like that, you need to be extra, extra sensitive about a police officer drawing a weapon. It doesn't matter whether he points it at you or not. If that weapon is in his hands, your life is in danger.
Yeah.
And when it's all said and done and over with, you need to go make an internal affairs complaint, and you need to throw a fit, because your life was in danger, whether you realize it or not, whether you think so or not. They're going to say, well, he didn't point the gun at you. It doesn't matter. He was one step away from killing you.
And that includes tasers, too, because tasers now, when we see what's up in the news, people die because of those tasers.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, you can fall and hit your head and kill yourself. It can mess up your heart rhythm. There's all kinds of things that can go wrong when they use a taser. But again, and we're seeing this all the time, too. Police now have tasers, and they misuse them. They basically use them as torture devices. You know, on compliant subjects will get tased sometimes, you know. Now, I am not going to take the side and defend somebody that's fighting with the police, okay? If you're fighting with the police, okay, and they misread what you're doing and accident and shoot you because they thought you were trying to get their gun or whatever, okay, I have a hard time defending that. I'm not saying it's right, okay? I'm just saying it would be difficult for me to defend that, all right? But if you're just standing there and you assert your rights, like, am I being detained? No. And you start to walk away and a guy tases you, and that just happened in Arkansas, you know, I can defend you on that. I can stand up and say that's wrong.
Yeah.
And the same thing with people getting shot, you know. And, again, it goes back to most of the time you're going to find that the issue is training, first and foremost. And secondly, ego. And thirdly, lack of accountability. They can do what they want with no repercussions. So why not do it? You know, if I can shoot you and nobody's going to do anything to me for it, you know, then why shouldn't I shoot you if you piss me off? That'll teach you to piss me off.
Or beat you down with a baton. I've seen that happen a few times.
Sure. You know, as long as there's no accountability, you know, as long as there's no repercussions, they have no incentive to do the right thing other than, you know, their conscience. And unfortunately, I don't know, do you know what an MMPI is?
No, I don't.
Minnesota Multifaceted Inventory. It's a psychological test that basically inventories your personality. And if you look at the testing results for most of the people that are coming into law enforcement now, and you compare it to sociopaths, they're almost indistinguishable from each other.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that more in another day when I invite you back for part two, because we are running out of time, of course.
Yeah, I'm actually at a movie theater. I'm going in to see the original Planet of the Apes with somebody.
No, I heard that's a good movie, buddy. Look this little dude up. He's a good friend of mine. We're going to end it for today. He's heading into movies. I'm about to go deal with some business at Taco Bell. I got to murder some tacos and burritos and murder some chicken at KFC. Marijuana fried chicken, I'm playing. Coming up soon, we're going to invite you back, David, for more of the interview.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'd love to come back.
We'll get more organized. I didn't have time to get organized this week because the stupid convention going haywire. I was up for 24 hours straight. Finally went to bed this afternoon, so I'm just waking up. So we will get better organized with you, David. Again, thank you for stopping by with us, and have a great day.
Well, and I look forward to doing it again.
Again, this dude is News Now Houston. Look him up on YouTube. There is free membership. You don't have to worry about paying no $9.99 off of the WWE Network or anything else. But again, that's News Now Houston. Look him up on YouTube. We're good friends with him. I'm not shy to admit it. I don't care if the police hears me. It is what it is. All right, David, we got to catch you loose. We'll see you next time.
All righty, brother. Bye.
Bye.